All right, so you're ready to really dig into what it takes to keep your BMW 325i running like a champ.
Well, today we're going deep on 325i maintenance.
Yeah, and not just the quick oil change kind of stuff. We're talking about really understanding what keeps these Bimmers on the road for the long haul.
And why it matters.
Exactly. We're lucky enough to have some expert advice from Autoscope in Plano, Texas.
Oh, yeah, they are like the place to go for BMW repair and maintenance in the Dallas area.
Totally. And they've put together this guide to essential 325i maintenance, and we're going to break it down for you.
Kind of like your cheat sheet for keeping your Bimmer happy.
Yeah, because let's face it, a well-maintained car is just a joy to drive.
Oh, absolutely. And it can save you so much money in the long run.
Okay, so let's get into it. First things first, why is regular maintenance even important? I get it, keeps the car running, but what's the real benefit?
Well, think of it like this. It's like going to the doctor for checkups instead of waiting until you're really sick.
Oh, okay. Preventive medicine for your car.
Exactly. And Autoscope really emphasizes this in their guide. Regular maintenance can prevent those big unexpected repair bills down the line.
To those can be brutal.
Yeah, no one wants to be hit with a huge repair bill. Plus, when you stay on top of maintenance, your car actually performs better.
Oh, so better gas mileage?
Yeah, better gas mileage, smoother handling, and just that overall pep in its step that makes driving a BMW so much fun.
Okay, I'm sold on the why.
Ooh.
Now let's get down to the what. Where do we even begin with all this maintenance stuff?
Your owner's manual, that's your Bible. It's going to have the specific schedule and all the tasks tailored to your exact model year.
Okay, but for those of us who maybe haven't cracked open the manual in a while, can we go over some of the most critical tasks for the 325i?
Absolutely. Let's start with the heart of your car, the engine. And for that, regular oil changes are non-negotiable.
Okay, that one seems pretty basic. How often are we talking about?
Autoscope recommends every 10,000 miles or 12 months, whichever comes first.
Got it.
And they're big proponents of using synthetic oil for the 325i.
I was going to ask about that. Is synthetic really worth it? I mean, it's more expensive, right?
It is. But think about it this way. The 325i has a high performance engine. It revs high, which creates more heat and stress.
Right, makes sense.
Synthetic oil is engineered to withstand those higher temperatures and maintain its protective qualities way better than conventional oil.
Oh, so it's like giving your engine a shield against all that wear and tear.
Exactly. It reduces friction, keeps things running smoothly, and can seriously extend the life of your engine.
Plus, better fuel efficiency, too, right?
Exactly.
Okay, I'm convinced. Synthetic it is. Any other engine-related wisdom?
Yeah, even between those oil changes, make it a habit to check your oil level regularly.
I have to admit, I don't always remember to do that. What am I looking for when I check it?
Just make sure the oil level is within the recommended range on the dipstick.
Okay, and the dipstick is.
Usually pretty easy to find. Just look for a bright yellow handle under the hood. And pay attention to the oil itself, too. If it looks really dirty or gritty, it could mean it's time for a change sooner rather than later.
Good to know. What's next on the maintenance list?
Let's talk about something that's absolutely critical for safety, your brakes.
Okay, brakes are a given. What do we need to know?
Well, it's not just about brake pads and rotors. The fluid that makes your whole braking system work, it degrades over time.
Oh, really? How does brake fluid degrade?
Well, it absorbs moisture from the air, and that can reduce its effectiveness and even lead to corrosion in your brake lines.
So what does that feel like when I'm driving? How would I know if my brake fluid is bad?
If your brake pedal feels kind of soft or spongy, or you have to press down harder than usual to stop, those are signs your brake fluid needs some love.
And neglecting this could be really dangerous, right?
Absolutely. Your brakes are your lifeline on the road. And Autoscope recommends a brake fluid flush and replacement every 2 years. Don't gamble with your safety on this one.
Noted. All right, what's next?
Let's move on to something vital for your engine's performance. Spark plugs.
Spark plugs. Okay. Those are the things that make the engine go boom. Yeah.
They create the spark that ignites the fuel and air mixture in your cylinders.
Right. But they wear down over time, don't they?
They do. And when they wear down, it affects your engine's performance. You might experience rough idling, reduced power, poor acceleration, even worse fuel economy.
Wow, so it's about more than just avoiding a breakdown. It's about keeping the engine running at its best.
Exactly. And luckily, it's a relatively inexpensive fix. Autoscope recommends replacing spark plugs every 60,000 miles.
All right, 60,000 miles. Got it. What else is on this essential maintenance list?
Let's talk about your car's lungs, the air filter.
Okay, I'm guessing this is all about keeping things clean.
You got it. The air filter traps dirt, dust and all that debris from the air before it reaches your engine. And a clean filter means your engine gets the air it needs for efficient combustion.
What happens if it gets all clogged up? Does the engine, like, choke?
Huh. It's more like trying to breathe through a stuffy nose. The engine struggles to get enough air, and you might notice reduced power, sluggish acceleration, and even worse, fuel economy.
So, small part, big difference. How often should you replace the air filter?
Generally every 30,000 miles,
yeah.
But if you live in a dusty area or if you're driving on dirt roads a lot, you might need to replace it more often.
Makes sense. Okay, what's next on our deep dive into 325i maintenance?
Let's talk about the things that quite literally keep you connected to the road. Your tires.
Okay, tires, obviously important for safety. But how do they factor into maintenance?
Well, it's not just about replacing them when they're worn out. It's about taking care of them so they last as long as possible.
Okay, like checking tire pressure, right?
Exactly. That's one of the most important things you can do. Autoscope suggests checking your tire pressure at least once a month.
See, I'm already guilty of not doing that often enough. Is it really that big of a deal?
Oh, yeah. Underinflated tires can wear out unevenly, affect your handling, and even decrease your fuel economy. And overinflated tires can be dangerous, too, because they can lose traction more easily.
Okay, you've convinced me.
Yeah.
I'll be better about checking my tire pressure. What else?
Don't forget about tire rotation. It's like giving your tires a little spa day. You're basically moving them to different positions on the car, which helps ensure they wear down evenly.
How often should you do that?
Every 6,000 to 8,000 miles is a good rule of thumb. And here's a tip from the pros at Autoscope. Pay attention to how your tires are wearing. If you see any uneven wear patterns, it could be a sign of a bigger issue, like problems with your suspension or alignment.
Oh, so it's not just about the tires themselves, it's about what they can tell you about the bigger picture.
Exactly. And that's a good segue into our next topic, the transmission.
Okay, I'm ready. Tell me about the transmission and why it needs some TLC.
So your transmission is responsible for transferring power from the engine to the wheels. And let me tell you, it's a pretty intricate system with a lot of moving parts.
Yeah, and I've heard that neglecting it can lead to some serious headaches, both literally and for your wallet.
Yeah, more like heart attacks for your wallet, honestly. Transmission repairs can be really expensive.
So how do we avoid that? Like, what does good transmission maintenance look like?
Well, the key is regular fluid and filter changes. It's like giving your transmission a fresh start.
Okay, and how does that help?
Well, the fluid helps lubricate all those moving parts inside, keeps things cool, and prevents those dreaded metal shavings from wreaking havoc.
So kind of like how oil keeps the engine running smoothly.
Exactly. And Autoscope recommends changing your transmission fluid and filter every 60,000 miles.
All right, 60,000 miles. I'll add that to the list. Are there any warning signs that something's wrong with the transmission? Like things to watch out for while I'm driving?
Yeah, definitely pay attention to how your car shifts. If you feel any slipping or rough shifting, or if you hear any strange noises coming from the transmission, those are definite signs that something is off and you need to get it checked out.
Don't want to ignore those. Okay, what else should we be thinking about when it comes to 325i maintenance?
Let's talk about keeping your engine cool, literally. The cooling system is vital for regulating your engine's temperature.
Okay, overheating, that sounds scary. What can happen if an engine gets too hot?
Well, it can cause some serious damage, like a blown head gasket or warping engine components.
Ouch. Yeah, those are not cheap fixes. So what's involved in keeping the cooling system healthy?
Well, the coolant itself needs to be flushed and replaced periodically. Think of it like changing the oil, but for your cooling system.
Oh, okay. Makes sense. How often do you need to do that?
Autoscope recommends every 4 years or 50,000 miles, whichever comes first.
Got it. 4 years or 50,000 miles. What are some signs that the cooling system might be having problems? Like, are there things I should be looking out for?
Definitely keep an eye on your temperature gauge. If you see it creeping into the red zone, that's a big warning sign. Also, look for any leaks under your car, especially if it's green or orange fluid.
That's the coolant, right?
Yep, that's it. And if you notice any sweet smell coming from your engine, or if you see white smoke coming from your exhaust, those could be signs of a coolant leak as well.
Oh, interesting. So pay attention to the gauges, look for leaks, and be aware of any weird smells or smoke. Got it.
You got it. Early detection is key to preventing major problems, so, you know, be proactive.
Okay, I think we've covered a lot of ground here. Are there any other big maintenance items for the 325i that we should talk about?
Yeah, there's one more, and it's a big one. The timing belt or chain. This is the part that basically synchronizes the movement of your engine's valves and pistons.
Okay, that sounds pretty crucial. What happens if it fails?
Let's just say it's not pretty. A broken timing belt or chain can cause catastrophic engine damage.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you're often looking at a complete engine rebuild or replacement if that happens.
Yikes. Okay, so how do we avoid that nightmare scenario? Like, what's the preventative maintenance for the timing belt or chain?
Well, first, you need to figure out if your 325i has a timing belt or a timing chain. Some models have belts, others have chains. You can usually find this information in your owner's manual.
Okay, and what's the difference between a belt and a chain?
Timing belts are typically made of rubber, and they need to be replaced at specific intervals. Timing chains are usually made of metal and are designed to last the lifetime of the engine.
So if I have a timing chain, I'm off the hook.
Well, not entirely. Timing chains are generally more durable, but they can still stretch or wear out over time, especially if they're not properly lubricated.
So how can you tell if your timing belt or chain is having issues? Like, are there any warning signs?
Listen for any unusual noises coming from your engine, like ticking or rattling sounds. And if you experience any misfires or a noticeable decrease in engine performance, those could be signs of timing belt or chain problems as well.
So if something sounds off, get it checked out sooner rather than later.
Absolutely. Don't wait for the problem to turn into a disaster.
Okay, so how often should you replace a timing belt?
It depends on the specific engine, but Autoscope suggests somewhere between 60,000 and 100,000 miles. But again, check your owner's manual to be sure.
All right, timing belt or chain. Check. What's next?
Let's talk about keeping your fuel system clean and running efficiently. This one's important for both performance and fuel economy.
Okay, the fuel system. What are the key things to know about maintaining it?
Well, one of the most important components is the fuel filter. It's like a tiny sieve that removes all the impurities and contaminants from the fuel before it reaches your engine.
Oh, that makes sense. What happens if that filter gets clogged up?
It restricts fuel flow, which can lead to all sorts of problems. You might experience hesitation during acceleration, rough idling, even difficulty starting your car.
So a small part that can cause some big headaches.
Exactly. Autoscope recommends replacing the fuel filter every 30,000 miles. And they also emphasize the importance of using high-quality fuel.
Why is that? Is it really worth the extra cost?
It can be. High-quality fuel contains fewer impurities and additives that can gunk up your fuel system over time.
Okay, fuel filter and good gas. Got it. What else?
Let's talk about the one thing that can leave you stranded if it fails. The battery.
Ugh, the dreaded dead battery. I think we've all been there at some point. What are some good battery maintenance tips?
Believe it or not, something as simple as keeping the battery terminals clean can make a big difference in its lifespan.
Really? Just keeping them clean?
Yep. Corrosion can build up over time and interfere with the battery's ability to hold a charge. You can clean the terminals with a simple baking soda and water solution.
Oh, that's a good tip. Love to try that. And how often should you replace the battery altogether?
Autoscope recommends every 4 to 5 years. Even if your battery seems to be working fine, it's a good idea to be proactive and replace it before it fails unexpectedly.
That's probably better than being stuck somewhere with a dead battery. Anything else to watch out for with the battery?
Yeah, pay attention to any signs that your battery might be on its way out. Things like dim headlights, slow engine cranking, or any warning lights on your dashboard related to the electrical system. Those are all potential indicators.
All right, good to know. So, we've covered a lot of the major maintenance items for the 325i. Any other things that owners should be aware of?
There are a couple more things that, while not as critical as the others, are still worth mentioning. First, the cabin air filter.
Oh yeah, that's the one that keeps the air inside the car fresh and clean, right?
Precisely. It filters out all the dust, pollen, and other pollutants, making sure you and your passengers are breathing clean air.
Which is especially important for people with allergies.
Exactly. Autoscope recommends replacing the cabin air filter every 15,000 miles. And if you live in an area with high pollution or lots of pollen, you might want to replace it even more often.
Makes sense. Okay, what else is there?
Finally, let's talk about the suspension and steering systems. These are what give your 325i that renowned handling and connected to the road feel.
Okay, but what kind of maintenance do they require?
Well, it's less about specific tasks and more about being aware of any potential issues. Autoscope recommends having these systems inspected at each major service interval.
Okay, and what are some red flags that something might be wrong? Like, what should I be listening or feeling for while I'm driving?
Pay attention to any unusual noises like clunking or squeaking, especially when you go over bumps or turn the steering wheel. And if you feel your car pulling to one side or if it feels unstable in any way, those are also signs that something might need attention.
So it's all about paying attention to how the car feels and sounds.
Got it. I think we've covered a lot of ground here. We've gone over the essential maintenance tasks for the BMW 325i, and I feel like I have a much better understanding of what it takes to keep this car running smoothly.
That's great to hear. Remember, regular maintenance is an investment in your car's longevity and your own driving enjoyment.
Absolutely.
Welcome back.
Okay, so we're back for round two of our BMW 325i maintenance deep dive. Last time, we hit those like major maintenance milestones, oil changes, brakes, all that good stuff.
Yeah, the stuff you pretty much know you got to do.
Exactly. But now we're going to kind of shift gears a bit.
Oh, I like what you did there.
Uh-huh. But seriously, we're going to get into some of the finer points of keeping your 325i in tip-top shape.
Okay, so like beyond the basics.
Yeah, think of it as 325i maintenance 2.0.
I'm ready to level up my Bimmer knowledge.
Good. And we're still tapping into the expertise of Autoscope here. Those guys, they really know their BMWs.
Yeah, seriously. They've probably seen it all when it comes to these cars.
Pretty much. Yeah. So let's pick up where we left off. We touched on the cabin air filter last time, the one that keeps the air inside your car clean.
Right, right.
Well, it's easy to overlook that little filter, but it honestly plays a bigger role in your driving experience than you might think.
Really? I mean, I know it's important for people with allergies and stuff, but how does it affect the actual driving?
Well, think about it. You're cruising down the road, windows up, enjoying that classic BMW driving feel. But if your cabin air filter is clogged up, it's like trying to enjoy a concert with earplugs in. You're just not getting the full experience.
Oh, that's a good analogy.
The airflow is restricted, so your AC has to work harder, and you might even get some musty smells in the cabin.
Not very ultimate driving machine, huh?
Not exactly. And a lot of people don't even realize that's what's happening. They just think their AC is getting weak or something.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It's one of those things that you don't really appreciate until you replace it. Suddenly, the air is fresh, the AC is blowing cold, and it's like you're driving a brand new car.
It's like those before and after cleaning videos. Mm-hmm. Suddenly, you're like, oh, wow, it was that dirty.
Perfect analogy. And the best part is, replacing a cabin air filter is usually a quick and easy DIY job.
So no excuses for neglecting this one.
Nope. Mm. Autoscope recommends replacing it every 15,000 miles. But you know, if you live in a place with lots of pollen or dust, you might want to do it even more often.
Okay, noted. Now let's talk about something that I'm personally really interested in. The suspension and steering.
Ah, the parts that make a BMW handle like a dream.
Exactly. But I bet even the best suspension takes a beating over time. Especially with all the potholes and rough roads out there.
Oh, absolutely. Wear and tear is inevitable. But being aware of the signs that something's not right can save you a lot of trouble and money in the long run.
Okay, so what are the telltale signs that something's amiss in suspension land?
Well, start with the noises. Any clunking, squeaking, or rattling when you go over bumps, those are your cues that bushings, shocks, or struts might be wearing out.
So it's like your car is trying to tell you something, but in a very clunky language.
Exactly. And don't forget about the steering. Any groaning or grinding when you turn the wheel, especially at low speeds, that could be a sign of problems with the power steering system.
And what about if the car feels like it's pulling to one side? Is that always an alignment issue?
Not necessarily. It could be alignment, but it could also be something going on with the suspension components themselves. That's why it's so important to get those regular inspections.
Okay, so how often should you get your suspension and steering checked out?
Autoscope recommends at least once a year, but if you hit a particularly nasty pothole or curb, it's a good idea to get things checked out sooner rather than later.
Yeah, probably a good idea. And while we're on the topic of alignment, can you remind me again why it's so crucial?
Sure. Imagine you're walking, but your feet are pointed in slightly different directions. You'd probably wear out your shoes unevenly, right?
Yeah, I'd probably trip over my own feet.
Haha, probably. Well, same goes for your car. When the wheels aren't properly aligned, the tires are fighting each other. They wear down faster, your handling suffers, and you even lose some fuel economy.
So alignment is like getting your car's posture checked.
I like that. It's a simple adjustment that can make a big difference in how your car drives and how long your tires last.
Okay, so we've covered some of the general stuff. Now let's get into the specifics. Are there any particular quirks or tendencies that are specific to the BMW 325i?
Definitely. One thing the Autoscope techs see a lot of is cooling system issues. These engines tend to run a bit hot, especially as they get older.
So it's not just about those regular coolant flushes. You really need to keep an eye on things, huh?
Absolutely. Be on the lookout for any leaks. Make sure the coolant level is topped off. And if you notice that temperature gauge creeping up, don't ignore it.
And they mentioned something about oil leaks being common too, right? Like that's a 325i thing.
It can be, especially in older models. The valve cover gasket and the oil filter housing are common culprits.
So if you see any oil spots under your car, it's not necessarily time to panic, but it's definitely worth getting checked out.
Exactly. It might be a simple fix, or it could be a sign of something more serious. Better to be safe than sorry.
Okay, good to know. Now, I've also heard some whispers about the 325i's electrical system having a bit of a reputation. Anything to that?
Yeah, like a lot of modern cars, the 325i is packed with electronics, and sometimes those electronics can have a mind of their own.
Electrical gremlins, you mean?
Haha, precisely. Flickering lights, windows acting up, the audio system glitching out, those are all telltale signs. And these gremlins can be tricky to diagnose.
So what's the best approach if those gremlins start acting up?
Honestly, find a mechanic who specializes in BMWs. They'll have the experience and the diagnostic tools to really track down those pesky electrical issues.
Makes sense. Speaking of specialists, let's talk about performance upgrades. I know a lot of 325i owners are interested in giving their cars a little extra oomph.
Yeah, the 325i is a great platform for upgrades, but it's important to do things right.
What are some popular upgrades for this model?
Cold air intakes, performance exhaust systems. Some people even go for ECU tuning to really optimize the engine's output.
ECU tuning, that sounds pretty high tech. What exactly is that?
So the ECU is basically your car's brain, the engine control unit. Tuning it involves adjusting the software that controls things like fuel injection, ignition timing, all that stuff.
So you're kind of fine-tuning the engine's parameters to squeeze out a little more performance.
Exactly, but this isn't something you want to mess with on your own. It requires specialized knowledge and tools. A good BMW tuner can work wonders, though.
Okay, so performance upgrades, best left to the pros. But what about DIY maintenance? Is there anything 325i owners can safely tackle themselves?
Absolutely. There are plenty of basic tasks that even a novice DIYer can handle.
Like what? Give me the rundown.
Checking and topping off fluids is a great place to start. Get to know where your coolant reservoir, brake fluid reservoir, power steering fluid reservoir are, and make it a habit to check those levels regularly.
So just pop the hood and have a look, right?
Yep. Easy as that. And if a fluid level is low, top it off with the correct type. Your owner's manual will tell you what kind to use.
Okay, fluid levels, got it. What else?
Replacing the air filter is another pretty straightforward DIY task. It's usually just a matter of unclipping a few things and swapping out the old filter for a new one. You can find videos online that show you exactly how to do it for your specific 325i model.
All right, air filter, that sounds manageable. Anything else that's DIY friendly?
Changing the cabin air filter is another easy one. It's usually located behind the glove compartment or under the dashboard. Again, plenty of online resources to guide you.
Okay, cool. So those are some good starting points for DIY maintenance, but what are some things that are definitely best left to the professionals?
Anything involving brakes, suspension, or anything deeper inside the engine or transmission. Those systems are complex and they really do require specialized tools and knowledge.
So know your limits and don't be afraid to call in the experts when needed.
Exactly. Always better to be safe than sorry, especially when it comes to your car's safety and reliability.
Okay, now let's switch gears a bit and talk about finding a good mechanic. What advice would you give to 325i owners who are looking for a trustworthy shop to take their car to?
First and foremost, look for a shop that specializes in BMWs. They'll have the experience and knowledge specific to your car.
Makes sense. And what about certifications? Are there any specific ones to look for?
ASE certification is always a good indicator of a mechanic's competence. It means they've met certain industry standards.
And what about online reviews? Are those helpful at all?
They can be, but take them with a grain of salt. Look for consistent positive feedback and pay attention to how the shop responds to negative reviews. A good shop will address concerns professionally.
So do your research, ask around for recommendations, and trust your gut.
Exactly. Finding a mechanic you trust is like finding a good doctor. It's an important relationship.
I like that analogy. Well, I think we've covered a lot of ground in this part of our deep dive. We explored some of the quirks of the 325i, talked about DIY maintenance, and even touched on finding a good mechanic.
And in part three, we'll wrap things up with some additional resources and some parting words of wisdom for keeping your 325i running like a champ. All right, welcome back to the deep dive.
Okay, so we're wrapping up our deep dive into all things BMW 325i maintenance.
Yeah, we've covered a lot of ground, haven't we?
We really have.
Yeah.
From the routine stuff to some of those like unique quirks that these cars can have.
Exactly. But before we let you go, we've got a few more nuggets of wisdom to share.
Oh, good. I love nuggets of wisdom.
Think of it like the extra credit section of our deep dive.
I'm ready to graduate with honors from Bimmer Maintenance School.
Haha. Well, we're going to equip you with some more resources and some parting advice to help you really become a true 325i guru.
Because knowledge is power,
right?
Right? Especially when it comes to keeping your car happy and avoiding those nasty repair bills.
You got it. So let's start with something that's often overlooked, but incredibly valuable. Your car's owner's manual.
Okay, I'll admit I'm guilty of just tossing that manual in the glove compartment and forgetting about it.
Oh, I think we've all been there.
Yeah, but tell me why I should actually dig it out and read it.
Because it's like having a direct line to the engineers who designed your car.
Oh, okay, that's a good way to put it.
It outlines the recommended maintenance schedule for your specific model year. It explains all those warning lights and symbols on your dashboard. And it even has troubleshooting tips for common issues.
So it's basically a personalized guide to understanding and caring for my car.
Exactly. It's the first place you should turn if you have any question about your 325i. Seriously, before you Google anything, check the manual.
Okay. You've convinced me. I'm going to dig out that manual tonight. What other resources should 325i owners have on their radar?
Well, the internet can be a great resource, but you got to be careful.
Yeah, there's so much information out there. How do you know what's reliable?
Good point. Stick to reputable websites and forums, places that are known for their accuracy and their expertise. You know, for BMW specific info, there's some great online communities where you can connect with other enthusiasts and get advice from seasoned owners and mechanics.
Oh, that's a good idea. It's like having a virtual pit crew at your fingertips.
Exactly. And of course, there's no substitute for a good mechanic.
Especially one who specializes in BMWs, right?
Absolutely. But how do you go about finding one? That can be tricky.
Yeah, for sure. What are some things to look for? Or maybe red flags to watch out for?
Well, start by asking around. Talk to your friends, your family, other BMW owners you know. Word of mouth recommendations are always a good starting point.
And what about online reviews? Are those helpful at all?
They can be, but again, take them with a grain of salt. Don't just look at the star rating. Read the actual reviews and see what people are saying. Look for consistency in the feedback and see how the shop responds to negative reviews. A good shop will address concerns professionally.
So do your research, ask around, and trust your gut feeling.
Exactly. Finding a mechanic you trust is kind of like finding a good doctor. It's a relationship you want to feel good about.
Okay, good advice. Now let's shift gears a bit and talk about some practical tips for keeping your 325i happy and healthy. What are some things that owners can do on a regular basis to prevent problems down the road?
This might sound obvious, but pay attention to your car. Be mindful of how it's performing. Listen for any unusual noises. Keep an eye on the dashboard for any warning lights.
So basically, be in tune with your car's language.
Exactly. Your car is constantly communicating with you. The sooner you pick up on those subtle cues, the better.
It's like noticing those early symptoms of a cold, right? If you address them right away, you can often prevent things from getting worse.
Perfect analogy. Early detection is key.
What other tips do you have?
Don't be afraid to ask questions. Whether you're talking to a mechanic, a service advisor, or just another BMW enthusiast, asking questions is the best way to learn and stay informed.
Yeah, knowledge is power, right? Mm-hmm. The more you understand about your car, the better equipped you'll be to take care of it.
Absolutely. Oh, and here's a simple one, but it's often overlooked.
Mm-hmm.
Keep your car clean.
Okay, so you mean like more than just a quick wash now and then?
Yeah. Make it a habit to regularly wash and wax your car. It helps protect the paint and prevent rust. And cleaning the interior keeps things looking and smelling fresh. Plus, when you're cleaning your car, you're more likely to notice any potential issues like leaks or spills.
That's a good point. It's all about being proactive.
Exactly. And those small acts of care really can add up over time and save you money in the long run.
Well, I think we've officially reached the end of our deep dive into BMW 325i maintenance.
We've covered a lot, haven't we?
I feel like we've gone from like Bimmer novices to, well, maybe not experts, but definitely more informed owners.
And that's what it's all about, giving you the knowledge and the confidence to keep your 325i on the road for years to come.
And to really enjoy that ultimate driving experience, right?
Exactly. So get out there, enjoy those twisty roads, and remember, regular maintenance is the key to a long and happy life with your 325i.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Thanks for joining us on the Deep Dive.
And until next time, happy driving.